A National Cancer Institute specialist observed that the link between breast cancer and radiation was one of the best established relationships around. The executive continued to bluster. The plant manager isn't entirely to blame. Employees are responsible for safety too. But there were no warning signs in the workrooms. The women had been told that, as long as they didn't lip point, they would be perfectly safe. These women worked in a little town called Ottawa, in Illinois. These women worked for Joseph Kelly's firm, Luminous Processes. The year was 1978. The original Radium Girls were indeed Cassandra-like in their powers, and, just like Cassandra, their prophecies were not always listened to. Safety standards only keep you safe if the companies you work for use them. Concerns had been raised about the Ottawa plant for decades, but it wasn't until 17th of February 1978 that the dangerous studio was finally shut down. Inspectors found radiation levels were 1,666 times higher than was safe. The abandoned building became something of a bogeyman for Ottawa residents, who became afraid to walk or even drive past it. It was graffitied with the slogan, "Dial Luminous for Death." "A lot of us are dead," one LP dial painter stated bluntly. Of 100 workers she mentioned, 65 had died. The cancer rate was twice as high as normal. Yet Luminous Processes was unapologetic. It wriggled out of paying clean-up costs, contributing approximately $62,000 to the multi-million dollar bill, while executives used double talk to put off the women when they demanded answers. Workers were offered just $100 in severance pay and had difficulty suing the firm. "They didn't have any respect for the health of the girls," one LP worker spat. "They were just interested in getting the work out." "Luminous Processes," declared the local paper, "seems to put profits before people." How quickly we forget. Acknowledgements. This book was born when I had the privilege of directing the play These Shining Lives, which dramatises the experiences of the Ottawa dial painters. I want to say a huge thank you to playwright Melanie Marnich for introducing me to their story, and to my incredible cast, Anna Marks, Kathy Abbott, Darren Evans, David Doyle, James Barton Steele, Julia Paget, Lionel Laurent, Mark Ewins, Nick Edwards, Sarah Hudson and William Bolton for bringing it to life. Team TSL, our shared passion for telling this story has inspired me endlessly. Thank you for your talent, commitment and enduring support. I will be eternally grateful to the dial painters' families for so generously contributing to this book. You have enriched it beyond measure. Thank you for opening up your homes, your hearts, and your family albums to me, for guided tours and cemetery visits, for your hospitality and friendship. It has been an honour to meet you all, and I hope I have done your relatives justice. Sincere thanks to Michelle Brasser, Mary Carol Cassidy, Mary Carol Walsh, James Donoghue, Kathleen Donoghue Kofoid, Art Fryer, Patty Gray, Darlene Helm, Felicia Keaton, Randy Pozzi, Donald Purcell, Dolores Rossiter, Jean Schott, Don Torpy, and Jan Torpy. You all had gems of insight and information to share, and I am extremely thankful for every last one. Special thanks to Darlene and Kathleen for all the additional support you kindly gave.